Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Listen to the Stars. My name is Nicole. Today, we're going to be doing your love forecast for January of 2018 and all the way through the entire year. So we started to do these Aries through Virgo in our last video, and we were just going to do it for January, but we kind of just started talking about the whole year. So we're going to keep that same sort of thing going with Libra through Pisces in this video. So if you don't know that much about me, I'm an astrologer, life coach, and tarot card reader. I also read the Cards of Truth, and you can book a reading with me at NicoleBrenny.com. And Karen White is also an astrologer, and she's an amazing love astrologer and does a lot of Jaimini, which are two different areas that I don't do as much of. I don't do Jaimini at all, actually. So please check her out. Her link is below. And before we get started, I want to just talk about a couple more things too. Some of you guys have been emailing me about the Saturn transit reading. And just so you guys know, if you book a basic natal chart reading, I go over the transits in that reading. So if you want to spend a little bit more time talking about the Saturn transit, just let me know when you book your appointment. And you can definitely do that. It's probably a little bit better value as well if you want to go with the full reading. And we are going to be using the tropical zodiac today. So make sure that you're checking for your rising, moon, and sun sign, which are all going to be important. But the rising sign is really the one that we're looking at when we're doing this. If you have a stellium of planets in a certain sign in your chart, you might also want to listen for that sign. Like if every single planet in your chart is in Leo or something, then listen for that sign too. But we just want to say happy holidays. I'm actually on holiday, and we've been trying to record this video, and we've just been either talking way too much where we don't have enough time to do it, or the internet doesn't work, so we're doing it, though. We're making that content.
I also wanted to mention that if you're following what I'm doing astrologically, it may not make sense to you because I'm using Jaimini aspects. And the reason why we're ending up talking about the whole year is because Jupiter is a manifesting planet, and he stays in the sign for a year. And he went into Scorpio in October of this year. So it's impossible to talk about it without mentioning how long it's going to be there.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We were January didn't work out. So I tasked Karen to do more of the astrology stuff. I'm going to mention astrology stuff too because I'm an astrologer, but I'm going to focus on the cards and I'm going to give you a highlight and a low point for each sign in your love life. And honestly, we're talking about love, but other things, other areas of your life impact love. So, you know, pay attention just to kind of hear the nuances of that as well. And yeah, Karen, is there anything else that you want to promote from your site right now that's important to you or that's new?
Well, it's not new, but it's the Ready for Love reading, and you get to find out everything about your love life, what's in your way, what's preventing love for you or complicating love for you, and of course, what works really well for you in love too. And I've added something new to it, and that is a focus on Venus and the moon. I always focus on the moon, because it's very important for a woman. But I've added Venus too, because Venus shows the path to fulfillment, whether it's in relationship or not in relationship. And it's the same for men and for women, because Venus and the moon is the feminine energy planets and represent our feminine side. And fulfillment comes through the feminine. So, yes. That's what I'm focusing on right now.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, please check out her website. Sign up for her newsletter. She has a lot of great little articles right now.
On the moon.
Yeah.
A whole series on the moon right now.
Yes, please check them out. Okay, so let's just get started. We already tried recording and it stopped, so I already pulled some cards for Libra, and we're going to start with the Seven of Diamonds. And this is the highlight card, and really, you know, sevens are typically kind of a challenging sort of card, but the Seven of Diamonds is an awesome card. It's known as the millionaire card. Mm. And this is really just because of the fact that millionaires typically aren't millionaires because they're the smartest or the best or, you know, the first to do something. normally they are millionaires because they don't give up. They keep trying. They really put their effort forth. They will try as many things as possible until something sticks. So this is, you know, for people that are single, a highlight of, you know, this month could be, you know, putting in that effort. So like, if you are like, I'm single and I'm so alone or whatever, you know, going on a lot of different dates, just having that experience, meeting a lot of new people, that could really be a highlight for you this month. And then when it comes to people that are already in a relationship, I feel like the meaning of this card is more in line with actually your finances and just kind of getting a hold on your finances and knowing that there's probably a part of you that is reluctant to really put in the effort and, or that has been reluctant to put in the effort and like believing in yourself enough to do what it is that you really want to do. And this could be a month where you actually start to do that. And maybe you don't see a financial reward, but some of you will, and some of you will understand that when you fulfill the purpose that's in your heart, when you do what it is that you're meant to do, regardless or not, if people are telling you that, you know, that, that if they're supportive or if they're like, you know, agreeing with you or if they're behind you and like making it easier for you, it feels good to do what it is that you're meant to do. And I think bringing that attitude into your own life will benefit you in your relationship. So this is all about believing in yourself, regardless or not, if people are going to believe in you with you. And that really shifts things in relationships because it works on your self-esteem. It works on all that. And for those of you that, you know, are worried about your finances, like it might be the time to maybe take a risk and go after your dreams. And that will shift your relationship as well. Now, your low point is the Ace of Spades, and the Ace of Spades is really about something being uncovered that's maybe uncomfortable or a secret being revealed. So I think that in a mild sense, for people that are in a relationship, some you might find out something about your partner or something about, you know, your life in general that makes your relationship a little bit more stressful and more difficult. I know I've had a lot of different experiences like this in my relationships where it's not like the relationship ends. It's just like, I didn't expect hearing that or like, I don't want to hear that, you know? I feel like it'll be some kind of a reveal and maybe it will be you revealing something really sensitive about yourself. Hmm. And as a low point for people that are not in a relationship, I think there's a lot of self-work that you're going to be doing, a lot of like inner reflection that might be uncomfortable. It might be digging up some things that are really like deep within yourself that you don't necessarily want to bring to the surface. So it could just be like more challenging, more difficult for you to do that. And if you combine these two cards together, you know, in order for us to really follow our heart and do what it is that we feel that we're meant to do, our Swadharma, we have to deal with this kind of stuff. I know when I first became a musician, I spent the first like few months of becoming a musician just like crying every day because I was like realizing all these like insecurities that I had or like these things that people told me when I was a kid about, you know, you can't sing or you don't know what you're doing. And all that stuff came up. So I think they really, these two cards kind of go in hand. So huge transformation is possible, but it's uncomfortable, you know?
Interesting. Well, you know what you were talking about, the diamonds and money.
Yeah.
Well, it fits right in with where Jupiter is for Libra.
Good.
It's the second house. Jupiter is the planet of wealth, and it's in the second house of wealth. So you're going to be thinking about that. What is wealth to you? And you'll be focusing on it more. It is, you also have a Saturn aspect in that house, too. So it may be a time for you to think about the difference between good debt and bad debt.
Yeah.
And Mars is also going through there, and Mars by himself is real estate. And you put Mars together with Jupiter in a Mars sign, and it may be a good time for you to increase your long-term wealth through real estate or something related to real estate.
Seven of Diamonds can be a card of moving. At least I've seen it as a card of moving.
Moving. Yeah, dead. Because... Yeah. It's also aspecting the fourth house of Jupiter. So Jupiter is a manifesting planet. And for Libra, it's in the second, which is wealth. It's aspecting the fourth, which is your home and your it's real estate. It's aspecting the seventh, which is your partner. And also maybe travel to foreign countries. And it's aspecting the 10th house, which is your responsibilities, your career, your job. So these are all areas of life that Jupiter is going to be helping you to manifest this year. And the way that it works, all these houses, of course, have an effect on your relationships. But I want to also tell you where Venus is right now. Venus is in the fourth house. It's in Capricorn, where it really likes to be. And the fourth house is the house that it really likes to be in. It's the house of relaxation. It's your inner happiness house. It is. So Jupiter's aspecting it too, but Saturn is also there. So when Saturn goes into the fourth and he stays in a sign much longer than Venus does, and than any other planet does, he's there for 2.5 years and he'll retrograde back and forth over in that house. This means you may at times feel very lonely, even when you're in a relationship. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with your relationship, though. It means that it's time for you to do some inner work. Because yeah. Jupiter and Saturn are the two destiny planets, and Saturn brings us to our destinies by narrowing the path. And Jupiter brings us to our destiny by exciting us about possibilities and expansion and good things coming. So it's an interesting combination to have Saturn in the fourth, where relationships might leave your life. And if they do, it may be hard to remember this, but try to remember it means that that person is no longer part of your future destiny. And that is why they're leaving your life. And then other people may come into your life during this time, and they'll be the people that you need to have in your life to get on with the rest of your life, because Saturn is a 30 year, takes 30 years to get through all the signs. So Venus is also, and when Venus is in the fourth, this is a great time to fix up your house, to make it more comfortable, make it more rejuvenating and more fulfilling for you to be there. Mm-hmm. And Jupiter's helping with that too. And Jupiter is happiness. So Venus is desire, and it's what you want now. And healthy desires can lead you to your destiny as well. And Jupiter is about our ultimate happiness. So there may be some back and forth with that, because both of those planets are aspecting the inner house of happiness. Like, what do you need right now? What do you desire right now? Versus what would make you happiest over time.
Yeah.
So, and then Jupiter's aspecting the seventh house. And for women, this can be a great revival of your sex life if you're in a relationship, if you're married long term, or it can bring someone into your life during this time. And it's going to be there for a whole year. And then he's aspecting the 10th house. He's aspecting the sign of his exaltation. Because the 10th house for you is Cancer. Jupiter is very happy in the sign of Cancer.
Yes.
And so if you're single, you could meet somebody at work. If you're in a relationship, then your work can, well, just help you to feel like you're on the right path for you. Like you're on the path that fits with your dharma. And the great thing about Jupiter is that he has a promise. And his promise is if you follow your own nature, you cannot fail.
And that's exactly what the Seven of Diamonds is about, which is so
beautiful. Really?
Yes. It's about your Swadharma. And that's really just like doing what's, you know, in your heart, despite what anyone else says. And Jupiter in the second house, I was just thinking about, that's the house of self-esteem. So Jupiter is going to help you kind of build up your self-esteem and the way that you feel about yourself, to help you to not really care about what other people think and you know, go after that. So that's also kind of playing into that career expansion.
Yeah. It also made me think too, when you have Mars going through the second house, you may find that your stuff, you know, like your clothes, your car, whatever, it gets more dings, and maybe you throw more food on yourself when you're eating. Things like that. This because that's the way Mars is. But because Jupiter's going to be there, well, you can just get more. Get a different, something new. It's a good excuse to get something new. And then Venus in the fourth, if you're thinking about getting a new car, a new vehicle, because Venus rules vehicles, that would be a good time to look at that. And then another type of vehicle is knowledge. And if it's going through your fourth of the inner life of your inner happiness, then seeking knowledge that will increase your self-knowledge and your happiness would be a good thing to do.
Okay. Should we move on to Scorpio so we don't run out of time?
Let's go on Scorpio.
We're spending a lot of time. But it's because we have so much to say. Okay, highlight and low point. So this is about love, okay? So your highlight is the King of Spades reversed. King of Spades loves to be alone. King of Spades reversed is somebody that's is trying not to be alone, is trying not to be a hermit, is trying to kind of get out there and be around other people. So this is your highlight. So what this makes me feel is that for a long time you have been spending time alone, or you have been doing a lot alone, or not really engaging with the outside world as much as you know, is probably healthy for you. And so now that it's reversed, there's this part of you that's starting to shift and be like, okay, maybe I should get out there and meet people. Maybe I should go out there and try to make some connections. And for those of you in a relationship, maybe you've been trying to be really self-sufficient or kind of hold yourself back in a certain way. And you're just, the highlight is really just that shift in your energy. Like, I'm going to start to express myself more. I'm going to start to engage more. I don't necessarily want to be alone anymore. I want to be in a relationship. I want to experience these things. So if you are interested in love, this is really just the highlight being you aren't going to want to spend as much time alone. That's going to benefit your relationship. That's going to benefit even just you in general. Well, because it's reversed, to me, there's still this sort of hint of, while you're feeling that way, I think it's probably healthy to still give yourself some nice space. I think it's not the time to jump into something crazy or anything like that. You might need to be very gentle with yourself, because we would have gotten another card if it was going to be like this full-on relationship thing. So just appreciate the fact that your energy is shifting, but still respect, you know, your personal space. Take the time that you need. Go within yourself for the answers, like a yogi, which this card represents, and make sure that you're still taking care of yourself in that way, even though that inner shift is happening. So it will happen in relationship, and even if you're just single, you might be like, okay, I'm done being alone. I'm done playing this game myself, you know? And then a low point is the Two of Diamonds. So this is actually a nice card. So to me, this is the Two of Diamonds speaks a lot about getting a financial opportunity, feeling better about yourself, or even getting like a new living situation of some kind. So I think there's going to be something of value that enters into your life. And when it comes to love, I feel like you might be feeling better about yourself. But I also think that this is kind of like you getting some, I really think it is about finances, like you getting some kind of a financial opportunity to make more money or to have some kind of a shift in your working environment or to do something different to earn money. And I think that it gets in the way of you really being able to relate deeply. So this is kind of a weird spread because it's like King of Spades reverse, Two of Diamonds. These aren't love cards. These aren't really like these very social cards. So what I kind of feel when I put these two together to make it simpler for everyone is I feel like those of you that are in a relationship, you might have been kind of feeling more lonely or alone in a relationship for a while, and you're going to start to feel like, okay, I want connection. I want these other things in my life. But I think work and money and your financial attitude, like I want to make more money, is going to get in the way of you like really starting up that deep connection, which might take until February or something like that. But that shift is really powerful and is going to be a nice highlight for you to be like, okay, I'm finally not feeling completely isolated. And then for those of you that aren't in a relationship, that same shift is going to happen. But I still think that more of your material needs are going to maybe get in the way a little bit of you just like going out there and falling in love and like having the happiest, best time of your life ever or something like that. It's more like the material world is calling and it seems like a great opportunity. So you can't really, you know, leave that to the side and just pursue love and fun. So I don't know if the astrology matches that, but they're really, I couldn't see.
It's pretty close. Jupiter is actually in the first house for Scorpio ascendant.
Yeah. Yep.
And Venus is aspecting it too. So that is relationship. So you might be thinking more about relationship now simply because Venus is aspecting that house. Plus, when you have Jupiter going through the first house, that is a great time to pay off debt. Like you may find new ways to make money in order to pay off your debts. And then whatever it is you instigate this time, at this for this year of paying off your debts, you'll be able to continue paying it off after the year, which is great. It's a big relief to be able to do that. Yeah. Now, Venus and Saturn, well, Saturn, he just went into Capricorn and he's going to be in your third house for 2.5 years, basically by sign, okay, going back and forth. And so that is skills. It's your developing new skills. You may need to let go of some skills that you've been using for a long time and are no longer relevant, or you'll need to learn a new way to express them. So if you're an artist of some kind, for instance, say you've always done everything using, you know, canvas and paints and whatnot, but now you have to learn how to do it in the computer too.
Yeah.
Put it into the computer because, well, that's the modern life. Now, Jupiter is also helping you to manifest anything, new things there in the third house. Mars is aspecting it too. So maybe activities with your siblings that may come up more. And it's aspecting the sixth house. Well, the sixth house is generally a health house, but it's also the house of enemies.
Yeah.
And when Jupiter is going or aspecting that house, it can help you turn your enemies into friends.
Wow.
So that can change your relationships with your enemies. Also, Jupiter is aspecting the ninth, and Cancer is the ninth house sign for you, and Jupiter is really happy in the sign of Cancer. So this could be a marriage for you. And if you're in a long-term relationship, you might find that you guys start talking about that. Or if you're already married, it helps you to kind of like renew it. And think about why you're together and be really grateful for that, because Jupiter is the planet of gratitude. Yeah. Also, okay, so Venus, right, is in the third. Again, skills, aspecting the first, thinking about relationship. And Venus is aspecting the seventh house of the partner. And Saturn is too. So, well, let me see here. Saturn is third, fourth, Lord for Scorpio. So it can cause you to be more serious about your relationships, like Nicole was saying, where you decide, okay, I want connection. I want a long-term thing. I want something that is more mature, you know, where you're not just playing anymore. You know, you really want to build something with someone. And so Saturn and Venus aspecting that house will help you do that. Now, the sun's going through there too. So this could put you through your work. It can put you in contact with people from other cultures. And so it's possible that you meet somebody through another culture. So it depends on your birth chart. If you have Rahu in the seventh or aspecting the seventh, then definitely you can meet somebody from another culture.
Yeah.
Now, we could keep talking about this, but there's a lot more to say.
Let's go to the next one.
Those are the main highlights, yeah.
We just need to focus on the highlights.
And yeah.
To start us out, I wanted to tell people, I forgot, that hopefully you're watching this whole thing, but when I pull the cards, I'm mostly pulling for January. But when we're talking about the transits, we're talking about the larger cycles, and that's where we're bringing in more of the 2018. So these cards are just for January. I should have said that in the beginning. So we did Libra, Scorpio, now we're at Sagittarius. So do you want to start Sag and then I'll do the cards?
Sure. Okay, for Sagittarius, Jupiter, the manifestor planet, is occupying the 12th house and influencing the second house, the fifth house, and the eighth house. So Jupiter's going to be helping you to manifest all of the significations of those houses, which I'll talk about in a moment. But Jupiter in the 12th could mean that, well, the 12th house, every house has both easy aspects to it and difficult aspects. The 12th house is the house of expenses. However, yeah. Jupiter being the planet of happiness, this would be expenses that you incur for your happiness. Mm-hmm. And it could be money that you spend on children, because that's also Jupiter. Creative projects.
For your spouse if you're a woman,
right? And Venus is aspecting that house too for a while. So that is like you could get a new bed. Jupiter being there means you could get a new bed too, like a big one. And then Mars is going through there. So it's also the house of bed pleasures. And Mars and Venus influencing that house along with Jupiter. Well, let's just say it could be a really fun year for you.
Passionate,
right. Yeah. Okay, and then Jupiter is aspecting the second house of wealth. So Jupiter will be helping you to manifest more wealth. And because it's in a fixed sign, it would be long-term wealth. And Mars is aspecting that house too. So I'm going to be mentioning real estate a lot, simply because Mars rules real estate and Jupiter in a Mars sign. And right now Mars is with Jupiter. And when they're together, that is a wealth combination. So again, there may be something regarding real estate that comes up for you. And so think about how you can make it a long-term source of wealth for you, which of course supports your relationships.
Yes.
Now, Saturn just went there too. So this is they're not exactly contradictory energies, but just remember Saturn is the pruner. He'll take things out of your life that are not going to contribute to your long-term happiness or wealth. So just don't try to hang on, too hard, because it just is harder when you do that. Just let go. If things want to go out of your life, people want to go out of your life, let them go. And Jupiter will bring new things.
Yeah.
Now, Saturn in the second too, because it's a self-esteem house. You may have some struggles with that, but because Jupiter's aspecting that house, if you think about what your ultimate purpose is, then it can help you to not focus on your own personal lack, your own personal, faults, I guess you want to say.
Well,
Saturn brings up that stuff.
I feel like I've seen people with Saturn in their second house too, like, you know, it's like the self-esteem, self-worth thing. And I have seen people like go through therapy when Saturn's going through their second house, you know, just because it's like they are becoming more serious about figuring that part of them out. Mm-hmm. And usually when it has to do with like early childhood stuff, because that's like the second house of like your close family, growing up family.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've seen that, but
that fits together with Venus being in that house too, because Venus is the therapist.
Yeah,
so you probably find a pretty good one while you're going through this time period. Jupiter is also aspecting the fifth house. Well, the fifth house is children and creative projects. That could be another source of happiness for you. Mm-hmm. And it's aspecting the eighth house. In fact, it's aspecting the sign of its exaltation there, where it's really strong. So your partner's resources could expand. And if you're in a relationship, I mean, and when your bond with your partner, your intimate bond with your partner will be strengthened as well. So, and you know, the 12th house is one of the liberation houses. you may find yourself spending more time alone doing things like meditation and prayer. And that can only help your relationship, because the happier you are, the stronger your spiritual connection is to the divine, the better your relationships are.
Yep. Should we do the cards?
Sure.
I know there's a lot to say.
I know. We could do like a whole hour just on one sign.
I know. Okay, so the high point for Sagittarius rising is the Four of Diamonds. So really this speaks about getting really financially secure this year, figuring things out. So right, Saturn is in the second. So Saturn in the second can oftentimes like make someone a lot more financially responsible. So this is literally the card of financial stability. So for most of you watching, since Saturn is going through Capricorn, it's going to be a great time for actual real financial stability and feeling really good about yourself. Cause this is also about being like secure about who you are and how you look. So all that stuff Karen was saying, you've been going through a difficult time the past 2.5 years with Saturn in your first house. Like that's, we're going to talk about that with, you know, which one, or Capricorn. That's,
yeah.
Are we already on Sagittarius?
We're on Sagittarius. Yeah. Then we'll maybe talking about Capricorn, but yeah. It's
yeah. So listen, if you listen for Capricorn, which is our next one, you're going to know, like, I just went through that. It's a really not an easy time for, you know, figuring out yourself. It's more about, like, it's easy, but Saturn on your first house can sometimes make you feel restricted because you're sorting yourself out, you know? So for some of you, especially younger ones that haven't gone through it, it could be more challenging for you. And now that's out, and now you're thinking more about, like, not just yourself, but your financial prosperity. So this is actually really positive. And so this is a card of real estate too. What did you say about real estate?
This one. Well, that it can be a source of long-term income. It can be a long-term investment that helps that produces for you.
So this isn't like for sure then. This is for sure like some of you guys will be getting a new home or actually investing. That will be a highlight, especially in January. This could be something you start to talk about or think about.
Yeah.
Is directly.
Jupiter's ruling the fourth house for Sagittarius rising.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. And then your low point though is the Two of Hearts, which kind of sucks because the Two of Hearts is the card of like real love and, you know, it's like, this is your low point. So I kind of want to say that what I feel for most people, even people in a relationship, is your low point is like, maybe you want some reconciliation because this is a card of forgiveness and reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And I think that for some of you, you're not getting that sort of closure that you need, that sort of like coming together feeling that you need. And for some of you, your low point is, you know, this is hard to describe as a low point, but I feel like maybe the connections that you make in January are not going to be the connections that are really going to serve you as well. Because this is a Two of Hearts, which is coming together with someone and it's in a bad position. So you might meet people, you might enjoy their company, but they don't work out or they don't really give you what you need. And for those of you already in a relationship, it's more about kind of forgiveness and reconciling. And that might not be something that really comes together very strongly until maybe February or something like that, where it's just like you can't really get that closure or you can't get that like connectedness. This is about connecting. Like you can't feel connected or you don't get that like deep, deep kind of love and support that you need. Just in January, this is for January, that kind of feeling and needing it. And, you know, does that match up with the,
well, you know, what I was going to say is that I forgot about Mercury. Mercury is the other manifesting planet. He is actually the manifesting planet. And for Sagittarius, it's in the first right now.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's aspecting the 7th and the 10th, which are both ruled by Mercury. And so when a planet is aspecting its own sign, it's more powerful and can produce more for you. So, but Mercury is in a dual sign and aspecting a house that's a dual sign as well, the 7th house. So you may have two possibilities of love and feel sort of torn between the two, right?
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah, because it's like, you know, like the love is there for whatever reason. It's just that either you can't connect with it or it's, there's some kind of thing, some issue that it creates because we can't change the position that the card was in. It was in the most difficult position. So your low point is having to deal with love.
But you know what's good is that Venus is aspecting the ninth house. And that's a great house for Venus to be in or aspecting because it helps you to make really good choices.
You'll make the right one.
So yeah. And well, if you need help, you know, there's, you can get help from one of us. We'll make the right choice. Because that's what Venus does. Okay.
So, do you want to start us out with Capricorn?
Sure.
It's
my ascendant. Oh, my rising sign.
I was just saying all those bad things, but honestly, when it's like a second, when you're already used to the Saturn going through the first house, you can get a lot more out of it. Because I don't think, this is how I think of transits. I don't think of them as like cycles. Mm-hmm. I think of them as spirals. So here you have your Saturn return.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have your second Saturn return.
Your right, and it keeps moving up, yes.
So it's a really good way to think about it because you're always layered on top of that previous experience and you're always transcending it, you know?
Yes. And it's true, too, that if you're older, like I just finished my second Saturn return because Saturn was going through Sagittarius, and that's where my natal Saturn is. And it was a lot easier than the first time.
Yeah.
It really was. And now Saturn going through Capricorn, when Saturn's going through the first house, it just makes you really aware of time. And because Saturn rules time. And how much time you waste and how to use your time better for the things that really matter. And then when you're older, how much time you have left. What you want to accomplish in that time. Mm-hmm. So for Capricorn rising, Capricorn sun sign, Capricorn moon sign, well, for Capricorn moon, that's a Saturn will be, you know, that's, well, that's a whole thing in by itself. But you're just going to be very conscious of time and using it well. Now, Saturn's in his own sign in Capricorn. So that makes him much stronger. And he helps any planet that is in its house of its own sign or aspecting its own sign, helps to manifest that sign. So this is the house of the self. It also, you have Jupiter is aspecting that house. Jupiter's actually in the 11th for Capricorn rising with Mars and aspected by Venus. And that's an income house. So that's second from the 10th, right? So that's the income from your career. And it's also, Jupiter's also aspecting the 4th house, the inner, the house of inner happiness. And it's aspecting the 7th for your partner. And that house is Cancer for Capricorn rising. So that's the house that Jupiter is really happy. So there's going to be an emphasis on relationship too.
Yeah.
As well. And your partner should be doing better because Jupiter will be helping your partner. Let me see. Venus is also going through the first. So there's a focus on relationship. But it's also kind of a focus on the body and rejuvenating the body.
Right.
So stronger and healthier. And it's also, yeah, it just, you tend to feel more attractive when Venus is going through the first house. You can feel just more relaxed, basically. Just more relaxed.
I got a lot of new makeup when Venus was going through my first house once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like getting all this, like, it was natural makeup too. You know what I mean? It was just
right. Like, right. Very, that's what Venus likes, everything natural. Now, the sun is in the first house for Capricorn rising as well. And when the sun is going through the first house, you're also, well, and combined with Saturn there, well, then you're really thinking about the things that you must do before you die.
Wow.
The sun is. The sun is your soul, and we all have something that we have to accomplish before we leave this planet. So that's something that you'll be thinking about. And health, what's nice is that Jupiter is aspecting that house and will be helping you to make that happen. So I've noticed that while the sun has been going through this house, I've really been focusing on like writing a book and getting clear on what it's going to be about. Mm-hmm. And that is Venus, right? Venus and the moon and fulfillment. So it's like it became clear for me. So anybody who, any Capricorn, sun, ascendant, or moon, the sun there is causing you to think about those things, and Saturn is causing you to think about the time that you have to do these things. And then Jupiter aspecting will help you to be, you know, to have perspective on it, because Jupiter is a perspective planet.
Yes,
he looks all around. He's one of the planets that looks all around and gathers perspective through wisdom. And then Venus is going through there too. So it's you know, it's pretty nice in some ways. And it can, you know, wherever Saturn is, he's the pruner. So he's going to be taking things out of your life. But it's always for a good reason. Always for a good reason.
Yep. I've seen people that have gone through breakups when Saturn was going through their first house, because really Saturn there is really trying to get you to, like, especially it's your ascendant lord, so it's going to try to get you to become more of who you are. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like creating you, and it's going to get you to be more responsible. It's going to get you to be more structured, all of these sorts of things.
So did you do the cards yet for Capricorn?
I didn't. I just want to mention one last thing with Capricorn, that there's like a huge stellium of planets for Capricorn that happened like, I think, 1990. So just so you guys know, some of you that watch my channel have that, because I've read for you before. And you just need to know, those of you that haven't gotten a reading from me, you have to know that this is going to be probably one of the most important periods of your life, these next 2.5 years, as Saturn travels over every single one of those planets. So, you know, if you have that, I can help you untangle it. It's really intense. Okay, so a high point. Three of Hearts. This seems like a bad card because it's, you know, the Three of Hearts is not an easy card, but really the high point for you in your love life is putting a lot more energy into love, putting more of your personal effort into love, like really trying hard. Maybe you haven't been putting much energy into your love life or your relationship life. This is also about, for those of you that aren't really wanting a relationship because it's too much work and too much effort, you are going to be able to leave relationships behind in a very responsible way, in a way that doesn't hurt others. You're going to understand this isn't for me, and you're going to more easily step away from it. Even if you're just casually dating someone, because if you're watching a love forecast, obviously you're getting out there, you're trying to meet someone or, you know, have a better relationship with whoever you're with. This is really going to help you go on dates with people, recognize, okay, we have nothing in common, or this just isn't for me, and more easily just remove yourself from that situation with no hurt feelings than otherwise, because this is your highlight card. So it's really nice for those of you that need to be putting more energy into your relationship. You'll have the energy to do that. And for those of you that need to have more time to explore, you're going to more easily do that without like hurting people's feelings or feeling like stressed out about it or something. And then the low point is the Jack of Clubs reversed. And the Jack of Clubs, honestly, I want to say this is a person. So I think that there is going to be a friend of yours or someone that is, I'm getting a lot of different things. So for some of you, it's going to be a friend that's kind of working against you in terms of your love or relationships, where I don't know what's going on with the sixth house for Capricorn, but it's going to be like somebody that kind of works against you. Maybe you guys go out together and they kind of like, block all of, you know, they talk to all the women that you are interested in, or if you're a woman, the men, or, you know, or whatever, if you're dating women and you're a woman, it's just a friend that kind of blocks your opportunities to meet people. It's just someone that's not very helpful at all. If you're in a relationship, this is a friend that's, you know, maybe a friend of your significant other or your own friend that kind of gets in between in the relationship or causes problems for you. So definitely if you have someone that you're kind of, you know, suspicious of, that this could be the month where they kind of get in your way. They're not helpful. If you think they're not helpful, they're not helpful. And then you should check out Mercury, because I think that there's also going to be some messages, or really a lot of possibility for misunderstanding in relationships this month. So just pay attention to how you're communicating things. The Jack of Clubs is a messenger a lot of the times. And this is a message that's not delivered in the right way or for the wrong person. So I think communication, there's going to be some kind of difficulty, or like not getting your message across the right way, or just literally like something that you should have said in person that you send over a text message or over voicemail or have someone else tell them. And even if you're not in a relationship, it's like, that's just not the best way to deal with things. So understand that there might be that potential, and just be ready to handle it. And you're going to have to put more energy into your relationships. That could be why, because you're saying all the wrong things.
You know, what's interesting about that is that Capricorn rising has Mercury in the 12th. And Mercury is the natural ruler of friends. And the 12th house is secret enemies.
Yes, you have a hidden enemy. You seriously will then.
And it's also aspecting the 9th house of marriage. So if you're married, yeah, just make sure your friends are really friends and not frenemies. Interesting. Yeah. So, but it's also aspecting the 3rd house of communication, even though it's aspecting the sign of its debilitation, which is Pisces. It's still helping to manifest that house.
So yeah, there's potential.
Yeah, there's potential.
There's also potential for miscommunication. So really, like, honestly, I just want to tell you guys,
yeah,
if it can be said in person, don't send it in a text message, especially if it's like something really serious that you're, you know, if you're in a relationship, you want to have a serious discussion, just wait, you know, don't send it over a text message or over an email. Like, I almost feel like some people are going to be getting weird emails or sending weird emails. So,
oh, you know what? It's in a dual sign too. It could be more than one friend.
Oof.
So we're not trying to make you guys paranoid about your friends, but just keep an eye out. Don't be so automatically trusting.
Yeah, for January. And if you see a person in a bar that you want to get to know and your friend is trying to meet them too, you know, you just stand your ground, use that 3 of hearts, that strength, you know, say no. I mean, if you guys are meeting in bars, probably not if you're watching astrology YouTube videos. I don't know.
Well, no, they're going to very nice upscale lounges.
Yeah, I met a boyfriend in a bar.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was with him for a long time. It was love at first sight. I was like, oh, I want to date that guy. It was in a bar. I was like, okay. We ended up dating.
A bar or a lounge?
It was a bar. I was a musician, so I would go to shows.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can definitely meet the love of your life in a bar. I'm sure it's happened many a time.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So, Karen,
you want to start Aquarius?
Yeah, we have 2 left, so let's try to get it done in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Whenever Karen, I told this in the last video, but whenever Karen and I get together, we are like, okay, we're going to record from 3 to 5, and we start at 3, and then we talk until 5, and then we record until 8.
We're better at it this time, though.
Yeah.
I think we've been a little bit better, except for the internet interruptions.
Exactly. Okay, so Aquarius. Highlight, low point. Highlight. Ooh, okay, the 7 of spades. Wow, your highlight is, like, to me, the most difficult card in the whole deck. So what this, I feel, signifies is a huge highlight for you is a huge life change. So something is going to completely come crumbling down. And there's no specific indication with this. It could be your health. It could be your job. It could be anything that just, like, totally doesn't work out for you. And it's something that on the surface, when it happens, you're like, why is this happening to me? Everything's terrible. Like, this is chaos. But it's for your love life. So something positive will come out of it that will benefit your emotional life or your love life. For instance, I'll give you a few examples. Say you get in a fender bender, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, my beautiful car. But the person that you hit their car ends up being your future husband. You know, these sorts of things. Or you end up getting sick, but you've been working so, so hard for so, so long that you've needed that break. And during that break, you get to know yourself better. Something like that's going to happen. Some kind of catastrophe. It could be small. It doesn't feel crazy, but I think for some people it might be crazy. Is going to happen that will be beneficial overall for you to, you know, either meet someone or literally because you know, like, especially with getting sick, it's like right now, a lot of people get sick. It's like you're running yourself ragged and you need to take a step back to just relax and get in touch with your emotional self. Because sometimes, especially women, our nature is to be receptive. For the most part, we have this receptive nature. And if you have, you know, the female genitalia, it is your nature to be receptive because your female genitalia receive the male in order to have an orgasm. Like, that's just how it is. So we're built to be receptive, you know, and we're working and doing all the stuff, running ourselves down, especially with holiday stuff. We can't be receptive, and that closes us off emotionally to like actually being in love and having a relationship. So being run down, getting in a small, tiny fender bender, things like this, like breaking something, whatever happens to you to get you to slow down, to be receptive, is going to end up being the best thing for you emotionally. It could lead you to meeting someone. A relationship could end. If a relationship ends for you, it's kind of a big signal that this sort of breakdown is needed. It's like the phoenix rising from the ashes. So, you know, this is a highlight because it's needed. It's so necessary. And then the low point is the four of diamonds. So I think that you have a need for financial security right now. And I think that with your, this being your low point, is you're focusing way too much on the material stuff. So just as I was saying, like running around, trying to do everything, like that's not really benefiting you emotionally. It's not really benefiting your relationship. And you actually might really have a need to focus on your finances or to focus on your home life or even real estate. This is a real estate card where a lot of your energy is going to that. But in the end, it's not necessarily going to be advantageous for your emotional life or your relationship. And also, let's just put it out that this is not like specific to one person. If this isn't resonating with you, it could, you don't have a generic birth chart. You have your specific birth chart, you know?
So. Yeah, that's right. These are just general for the signs.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Aquarius rising, Jupiter, the manifestor planet, is in the 10th house of responsibilities, careers, jobs. And it is aspected by Saturn. Mars is there too. So, yeah, again, there's that real estate thing. One, two, three, four. Though it's not aspecting the fourth house, but Saturn's aspecting the fourth house. Oh. Venus is aspecting the fourth house, which for Aquarius rising is Taurus. So Venus is aspecting its own sign. And so if you need to fix up your house, say you do want to sell it, it's a good time to do it right now. Fix up your house so that you can sell it for more. Also, Saturn is actually in the 12th. Saturn in the 12th.
And that's your ascendant lord.
It's the ascendant lord, yeah. So that can be expenses around your health. It can also be expenses for an elder in your life who is sick and needs support.
Yeah.
It also means, too, that you may find yourself withdrawing and wanting to spend more time alone. Now, then that's not always a bad thing at all. I mean, if there's something, a long-term project that you want to complete or start, you need to be able to spend time alone and to not feel lonely. So going into your, I call the 12th house your private prayer room, though the 9th house is actually prayer and meditation, but it's a place where you go to think and reflect and spend time alone. So you may be doing more of that. And now Venus is going through there right now too, and so is the Sun.
Look at my face.
If you do have debt, then what's that?
Do you see my face with the Sun on my face?
Yeah,
I see the Sun and did that.
So you might be looking at your debt.
Yeah.
And how you can get rid of your debt. Well, Jupiter's going through the 10th. And that will help you to find ways to get rid of your debt. And it's ruling your second house of wealth. So there will be some emphasis on that. Now, Mercury's, the other manifestor planet, is aspecting the second house of wealth. So that will be helping you too. Now, Venus, for your relationship, okay, Venus in the 12th, well, it's the house of bed pleasures. It's the house of beds. And Saturn's going to be there. That's an interesting combination.
Well, I had the seven of spades, and sometimes Venus in the 12th, that can, like, make a relationship end, or it can be, or not necessarily end, but can give relationship problems. It's in the 12th house of loss. You know, but I've seen Venus in the 12th give people, like, a relationship that they've always wanted. Like, their final, the final thing that they want, you know?
Well, yeah, because Venus is also aspecting the seventh house of partnership for Aquarius rising. So that is a good thing. That can be helpful. And Saturn is aspecting that house too. So while there could be an ending, it doesn't necessarily have to be the ending of the relationship. It could be the ending of something in the relationship. But Venus is there to help heal that. So is Rahu, though. Rahu is there, too, by transit. And I haven't mentioned Rahu before, but because we're talking about relationship, it's significant that Rahu is in the seventh house for Aquarius. So that is a house that is going to be developing rather rapidly.
Yes.
And there's going to be more of a focus on the partner, because the opposite of Rahu is Ketu. Well, Ketu is going through the first house. So that means if you're focusing more on your partner and your partner's things and your partner's issues, that's the way it should be. And it's kind of a way for you to take a rest and not think about yourself so much. It's actually, it can be actually be restful, where you just put yourself into what other people need, your partner. Yep. Now, if you're single, it can help you to focus on that, finding a partner. Attracting a partner if you're a woman. And let me see here. Saturn and Venus are aspecting the fourth house of the inner light, your inner emotional happiness, but also your home. And Venus, well, Venus kind of rules, well, Venus rules the bedroom. So it'd be a good time to maybe get rid of stuff like junk, clutter, whatever, and fix it up. Make it nice, you know, make it a real, a truly rejuvenating place. And let me see, Jupiter is aspecting the sixth, so that would be health. It would be helpful. And it is aspecting the third house of communication. So that's really helping the relationship too, to be forgiving. And then it's aspecting the 12th house. So that would be some spiritual development. I would say, and again, a new bed, maybe a bigger bed. Get rid of that old bed that has been bothering you. Yep. So the sun is going through there. Well, again, probably some focus on debt, just because that's the house of debt. We see, and maybe your partner's debts, because the sun rules the seventh house of the partner.
Yeah, and I feel like in January with the seven of spades, there's going to be some kind of a crisis. Like, it might not be a catastrophe, but there's going to be some kind of crisis that you have to deal with. And like, it will be for the best. Like, it will be this transformative thing, like you're seeing with these Jupiter transits, you know? So it could be, yeah, like having like some crazy bill come in, or it could even be like you were saying, like the health of a parent or something, you know, or you're having to deal with that. But
yeah, or your partner's parents, your something. An elder, perhaps.
Well, should we do Pisces?
Yeah, let's do Pisces.
Call it a day. Am I starting or are you starting?
I think I'm starting this one. Okay, so for Pisces, Jupiter's in the ninth this year. Yeah, it is nice. And that's the house of spirituality, and Jupiter's the planet of spirituality. So for Pisces rising, especially Pisces rising, Jupiter there, well, you might decide to go back to school, finish a degree. You may decide to go back to whatever spiritual gathering place you used to go to, which could be church or meditation group or temple, whatever. Also, if you're single, you could meet, if you're a woman, you could meet your future husband in a place like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you're there becoming more radiant because you're consciously connecting with the divine as you understand it and doing it with other people, which makes it stronger. Now, Mars is there too. Well, Mars's transit is much more, it's much quicker than Jupiter, so he's not going to be there for very long. But right now he's there, and Jupiter, I mean, Mars is one of the planets of discerning the truth because Mars is logical.
Yes.
So now he's, the ninth house is also the house of marriage. So if Mars going through there, you might be thinking about divorce. Now, if you think about divorce, there could be, it just means that you need to have a difficult conversation with your partner and you need to renegotiate your contract. You need to renegotiate the way things have been and make it something better. Well, it doesn't have to necessarily be the end because Jupiter is there and Jupiter preserves marriage. So it just could mean a conversation that you need to have that actually clears the air and makes everything better long term, but it feels painful when you're doing it. Venus is aspecting it too, which is a nice house for Venus to be aspecting because it helps you to make good choices. It helps you to figure out what it is you really value about your relationship, about your marriage. Okay, now Saturn is going through the 11th. He's going to be there for the next 2.5 years. Saturn in the 11th, well, it's the second house from the 10th, so that is your income. Mm-hmm. Well, it could make it, because it's its own sign, it's going through its own sign. It's helping to manifest that for you. So it could be more of a long-term source of income, though because it's Saturn, it could be something really everyday, down to earth, practical kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Too. Now, Jupiter is also aspecting this second house, so that will help you to think about long term wealth and the practical everyday ways that you can bring extra income in. For, of course, it's always going to help a relationship. And let me see, Jupiter is also aspecting the fifth house and the sign of its exaltation. So children, if you're married and you have children, that could become something that you focus on for the year. Or just creative projects that you can do together.
Yeah, and the fifth house, nice. I've heard the fifth house can be romance too. Like it can make
right
a lot of nice romantic things happen.
Nice romantic things, either whether you're in a relationship or not. And Mercury is aspecting the seventh house for Pisces for January. So it's aspecting the sign of its exaltation because it's aspecting Virgo. So you could be doing fun things with your partner, or it can bring in a partner for you. It can bring in more than one because it's a dual sign.
Yeah, right.
So if you're dating, you may find that you meet two people that you really like. And Venus aspecting the ninth can help you to choose to make a good choice, to decide, you know, which one you want to stick around. Do fun things together. Focus on fun, I would say, for your partnerships and for if you're dating. If you're having fun, then you really can't go wrong on a date. You know, because I think that's really what it's about is if you're able to enjoy the same kinds of things, if you have fun doing the same kinds of things, that's a really good way to figure out if that person is somebody that you can be with long term.
Right. Okay. Should we see
the cards yet? No.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's see the cards.
Yeah.
So the highlight for Pisces is the Two of Clubs, which is so much what she was just saying. So the Two of Clubs is all about learning, like new knowledge coming in and all of that. But at the same time, this is about making friends and meeting friends. So when it comes to your love life, being able to be a friend to whoever you're dating, or even to your partner, if you're already in a partnership, to really relate to each other on a friendship level will be incredibly important and a lot of fun, especially for January. So this is like about sharing ideas, feeling like, you know, friendships are like, I feel like when you can relate to your partner on a friend level, it develops a higher level of respect. Because sometimes when we're in love with someone, the respect starts to fade. You know, like it's, or not always, but it just, that happens. Like you start, I've seen it in relationships where people start treating each other just like terrible because they don't really relate to each other on that intellectual level where they can really respect each other for their ideas, what they bring, who they are. So this is all about being able to do that.
So, yeah. That's perfect. That's exactly what astrology is showing.
So, you know, and also for those of you that are single, you could end up dating a friend. So a friend could turn into something deeper, or someone, especially like a casual sort of friend that you don't really know very well, that could turn into a romantic relationship. And then your low point is, the only low point is I feel like things are going to feel stuck or stagnant. So, you know, when it comes to your relationship, it just might not feel like things are moving as fast as you want them to, or things aren't really developing as you think that they should. So especially when you put these two together, that Two of Clubs is all about like relating in a, like a non-intimate, a non-sexual way. It's really about getting to know the person's mind and their ideas and who they really are. And when you start out a relationship that way, usually it does feel like it's stuck because you're spending so much time getting to know the person, which to me, like, that's a really healthy relationship, to like not just jump into bed with somebody the first night or whatever. Everyone has their own different way of doing things, but when you really get to know someone, usually that adds to the longevity of whatever that's going to be, because you know what you're getting yourself into, right? So it could feel stagnant even though it's not, right? It could end up just being more of like a healthy thing, because you know the person's philosophies, who they are, what they like, what they dislike, instead of sleeping with them and becoming super connected with them and then 8 months later being like, who is this person I'm dating? I don't even like them. So you're going to like them if you date.
Right.
So if things feel stagnant,
just have faith. I wanted to interrupt you to say, well, yes. Jupiter in the ninth is about faith. Jupiter is about faith. So if it seems to be going a bit too slow and you're wondering, okay, is this person romantically interested in me or not? Just cultivate your faith, you know, your faith in love, and do creative things together, because the fifth house is so emphasized this whole year. Mm-hmm. And that's just so much fun.
It is. I love fifth house transits. They're the best.
And for Pisces rising, I mean, the seventh house is always Mercury anyway. So that means friendship is almost always going to be a big part of love for them.
Yeah, so this is the time to make use of this. Really, you know, maybe you'll find your long-term partner because of this, you know?
Yeah, and Mercury, a Mercury kind of partner is somebody who's usually very highly skilled at something, so you could learn something from this person too.
Yeah, Two of Clubs is learning.
Men really like to teach, so they like to teach, teach new things to women. You know, ask your date, your partner, whatever, to teach you some of the stuff that he knows how to do.
That perfectly matches up with the cards. The Two of Clubs is literally the card of learning and knowledge too.
No kidding. That's so interesting.
Those relationships can have a lot of staying power too, because like you are taking in so much, you're getting so much from that relationship. That's not just like the basics of a relationship. You're getting so much more, you know, you become someone different by the end of it through the power of knowledge.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And too, if the romance part doesn't ultimately work out, you still could have a lifelong friend.
Yes. Yep.
Which would be great.
Yes. Yeah, so I hope that you all enjoyed hearing all the 12 signs. Now, sorry, Libra through Pisces, for making you wait, but we had a lot of different obstacles to creating this video.
Right.
So, so please like if you enjoyed this video and comment below to share anything throughout January if anything is matching up. And if it's not really matching up, it's because these are general forecasts. So you really have to listen and take what you can from them. If something's really resonating, then pay closer attention. And if you want to learn more about your personal chart, you can always go to us to learn more about the upcoming transits and what's going on with you. And I have other videos for Jupiter and Saturn to explore more of those and my perspective on what I saw for those transits that are just on my channel. So you can check those out too. And they're not just about love.
You did one for Saturn. Did you do one for Jupiter too? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I did one for Jupiter like whenever it just shifted. So it was a while back.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So people could probably...
I'm going to go watch that one.
Karen, you haven't been watching all my videos?
Not every single one.
I saw one less like.
But I do like them every time.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, it was so nice to have you, and it was really fun to talk to you while I was on my Christmas vacation.
You too. Really. This is great. So, you want to say goodbye now then?
I will say goodbye, and I also just want to remind people that all of Karen's information is below, because obviously you're on my channel and you always see my information, so please make sure you check out all the things she has. Sign up for her newsletters, because they're really great, and we might be doing more of these kind of more focused for the upcoming months. We'll see how everything.
Yeah, we're just talking about it right now, so we don't really want to commit right now.
Yeah.
To point you, but we're talking about it.
And if you guys really have been enjoying this, then let us know, because that's kind of a little bit more impetus for us to take the time to do them.
Yeah.
But I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your holidays. And I know that I will not be posting another video before the new year unless I just randomly decide to. So a happy new year. That's so exciting.
Right. Yes. 2018.
Yeah. I need to make my New Year's resolution and everything. But yeah, maybe I'll pop up to say hi before then. But anyways, Happy New Year. Nice to see you, Karen. I'm just going to stop recording, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.